I think we just call them potato sacks.
And when you buy nails, what sort of container do nails come in?
Well, today you just put them in a paper bag. There's certain kinds, small brad, you can get in small boxes. Large nails, and just put up in a bag or another.
Either at Holland's or Sioux Cups, they used to keep the nails in, not barrels, but something a little bit smaller.
Yeah, keg.
Okay.
Keg is a small barrel.
And what do you call, the cone that you use to, pour something into a narrow mouth bottle?
Funnel.
And what would you use to urge horses to go faster?
Urge horses to go faster.
Uh-huh.
A whip.
How do you call the amount of wood that you can carry in your arms at one time?
The amount of wood you can carry in firewood, I mean. Remember a new name?
If you had to carry a stack of papers, old newspapers out to the curb so a truck could come and pick them up, you'd take as many as you could hold.
Yeah.
And how many would that be?
How many could you hold?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Sorry. Up to recently, we've been keeping our newspapers for a man in the sanitarium who picked them up regularly. Now he says there's no market for them. I've got a couple of piles that high in a box in the basement, still hoping they'll come around someday. Otherwise, the ones we use today, we just throw in the garbage. I don't know how many I could carry. I suppose 25 or 30, 40 pounds. They're pretty heavy. I think a pile of foot and a half high probably would weigh 25 pounds, but I don't know.
In some places they say that would be an armful. In some places they say that would be an armload.
Yeah.
Some places they say,
what you mean. Yeah. Well, I know the expression.
When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to replace it with another
bulb.
Yeah. When you take washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it in
clothes basket, hamper, clothes basket.
On a barrel or a keg, there would be a kind of a piece of metal that runs around.
Bands, yeah. Barrel hoops, and the old barrel hoops, they used to call them. The wooden ones, and I suppose the metal ones, too.
I always thought they were metal. I didn't realize they were wood.
Well, and I'm thinking of old wooden barrels, which were built with wooden hoops that went around them. Barrels you see today are usually for storing things that is, they're watertight, they're leak-proof, those have metal hoops on them.
What do you put in the top of a bottle so the liquid inside won't spill out?
Cork or stopper.
Is there another name for the top of a medicine bottle?
A medicine bottle? You mean one that's so fixed that you can dispense a few drops at a time? Medicine.
Oh, a glass medicine bottle. Maybe aspirin inside.
You're talking about the stoppers they use today at drugstores that screw on and in, the top that screws on, made out of plastic. Most of the medicines you get today at the drugstore, liquid soap, and lots of the pills and things, they have a top made of plastic that screws on, or it pushes down and give it a half turn. My wife takes some pills in those things, and they drive her crazy because they're hard to get the tops off. You have to push down awfully hard.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's what you refer to.
There used to be a kind of glass bottle with a glass top.
I don't remember it. For medicines, we have several decanters in there. You keep sherry and liquor in, and they have glass tops, they're glass decanters, but I